Michael C. Hall is one of the stars of 6 Feet Under. He plays David Fisher, who is more straight-laced, business-oriented, and uptight than his older brother Nate. David also is gay, which he kept a secret from everyone, including his family, until the second season of the show. Here's a scene from the first episode of that season. His mother was trying to figure out how to be supportive of her son, and, at the same time, how to let her children know that she's having a relationship with Dimitri, the owner of the flower shop where she works. In this scene, she's telling the family that she's invited Dimitri to a family dinner so they can get acquainted.
Nate, I'd like you to invite Brenda. Claire, I'd like you to invite Gabriel Dimas. And David, if you have a special friend, I'd like for him to come as well.
Why is my friend special?
All right. If you're having sex with anyone, I'd like to meet him. Is that better?
Not really.
Stop acting like children! Are you seeing anyone?
No.
Well, why not? Sex is an important and healthy part of life. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Yes, I know that. Unfortunately, I'm not having any right now.
What happened to that cop? The black man?
He met someone else.
Terry Gross spoke with Michael C. Hall in 2002.
When you auditioned, did you know which brother you were auditioning for?
Yeah, I was asked to read for the part of David from the beginning, and when I read the script, I think I responded to that role, because of course I had it in mind, but I think I would have anyway, just because, you know, if drama is conflict, David is inherently dramatic because he's conflicted over his sexuality, of course, but also his relationship to his family, to his work, to his religious life, even. They're all characterized by conflict.
So what did you have to do to prove yourself against the other David Fishers?
I don't know. I think in spite of the fact that on paper, I suppose I'm very different from David, there was something that I did immediately respond to in terms of having a sense of how he might express himself or how he walked or breathed or, I don't know, that sense of resenting what you imagine to be a lack of appreciation for all the sacrifices you've made for all the other people in your life. And not that I am fueled by resentment, but I guess I knew what that was about somehow and took that as a starting point.
What do people most ask you about in terms of the plot? What do people most want to know?
Early on, people were interested in who burned down the house.
Right.
I guess usually specific questions about the show have to do with my character because, of course, they're talking to me. And I've had a woman recognize me and tell me she loves the show and then put her hand on my arm and tell me that she hopes that I'm going to be okay. This was about halfway through the first season, which was kind of exciting and creepy simultaneously. There was a guy who walked by me in the locker room of the gym in New York, an older guy, and this was after the season finale when David had had his epiphany in church, and he told me he was glad I was finally starting to behave myself. That's all he said. just said that and walked away. And, a New York fireman walked up and recognized me from the show and said, "Are you going to get back together with that cop? I like you guys," you know, so, which is great.
I do too. I also think you should get back together.
Good.
Here comes a question that you might not want to answer. So,
okay.
I'll just remind you, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to.
Right.
Because you play a gay character,
right?
Probably a lot of viewers wonder if you are gay or straight yourself, and how you feel about playing a gay character in the series.
Right. Well, my first impulse is to say, well, what does it matter? But I think the fact that the character has resonance is why it matters. People inevitably have varying degrees of preoccupation with sexual orientation. I'm not gay. No one ever asked me if I'm a mortician, you know, but...
We know you're not. We know you're
an actor. Right. I'm not gay. I'm not a mortician. I'm an only child, not a middle child. So I'm, you know, it's a bit of internal alchemy and imaginative work that is why I do what I do. I'm really honored to breathe life into the character because I recognize, as I think a lot of people do, that he's a pretty unique creation in terms of a character on television or film or really anywhere I've seen, and that he's a complex flesh and blood, you know, person who's not incidentally gay and is not the understanding neighbor upstairs or the comic relief. He also is. His relationship to his sexuality is very complicated, and I think that's unique. So I feel a sense of responsibility, and I'm honored to play the part.
Michael C. Hall, who plays David in 6 Feet Under. He spoke with Terry Gross in 2002.